From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, June 24th. Butte County's Board of Supervisors will continue talks about the county's next annual budget today. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
County staff wants permission to prepare a budget resolution for the board to consider next month. Staff is also asking the board to commit Measure H funds to a stabilization fund. The county says the stabilization fund will help smooth economic cycles and keep services running in tough times. Measure H was passed by voters last year. It added a 1% sales tax on purchases in Butte County and has brought $44 million to the proposed budget. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, a new park planned for Western Chico could double in size, but only if residents agree. The city has opened a survey to get feedback before starting construction on Henshaw Park. It's a 6-acre plot of grass and trees near West East Avenue that could become 12 acres. That would allow for a bicycle pump track, inclusive play area, natural playground, and a welcome area. Construction is planned to begin in the fall. Residents can participate in the survey until June 30th. It's available at mynspr.org. And more spring run Chinook salmon appear to be dying from a bacterial infection. Columnaris affects freshwater fish, especially in warm environments. Salmon don't usually die during the spring run because they aren't laying eggs, but the Department of Water Resources says high mortality rates have been a trend in the Feather River for the past 2 years. The department analyzed samples last year and discovered spring run salmon with Columnaris. It says the temperature of the Feather River has been in compliance with regulations and sometimes even colder. Also, the vice mayor of Live Oak was recently arrested on multiple counts, including arson and fraud. Vice Mayor Aaron Pama was one of 3 men arrested last week on individual $1 million warrants. His warrant alleged arson, perjury, and conspiracy to destroy insured property for fraud, among other charges. His brother, Simran Pama, who is a member of the Live Oak Unified School District Board, was also arrested, along with Yuba City resident Gertej Singh. According to the Butte County District Attorney's Office, the arrests were made in connection with an arson fire last year that damaged a farmhouse. It was co-owned by all 3 men. The incident was investigated by the District Attorney's Office, CAL FIRE, and the FBI. It revealed that Singh had purchased an insurance policy before the fire, and after the incident, the 3 men allegedly sold the property and collected payments from the insurance company. Additionally, a summer camp employee was recently attacked by a mountain lion in Trinity County, and wildlife officials say the wrong cougar was killed in response. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The man sustained only minor injuries and the lion quickly left the scene. The property owner followed and located a cougar. Fearing for his safety, he shot and killed it. Fish and wildlife officials later determined through DNA analysis that it was a different lion that was responsible for the attack. Authorities are still looking for that other cougar. Mountain lions are found in all North State counties and most of California. Wildlife officials say a person is 1,000 times more likely to be struck by lightning than attacked by a cougar. Even though attacks are rare, people do sometimes encounter mountain lions in wildland areas. Officials say when on trails, keep pets leashed and children close. If approached by a cougar, stand your ground. Never turn your back or run, and instead yell and make yourself look as big as possible. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, the City of Willows is working to address abandoned and wrecked vehicles in the area. The new program will identify the vehicle's owners, and they will be notified. Owners will be given the opportunity to voluntarily remove the vehicle before enforcement takes place. Officials say the abandoned vehicles can pose health and safety concerns, block right-of-ways, and negatively impact property values. Storage of vehicles on public property also is declared a public nuisance, according to the city's municipal code. Residents are encouraged to report any abandoned vehicles they see. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, June 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.